Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Astro Tarot Hour, man. I'm your host, Ampoo. We got Keisha is live with us. So welcome to another go-around free hour of free readings, man. So a whole hour of what we call the dynamic tool, the dynamic duo. One of the best readings you'll ever get, honestly, man. It's my favorite read to do because it's just the male-female component. But most importantly, a lot of color. I always call it a tarot, gives you a lot of color, a lot of personality types. It's coupled with astrology that deals with time frames. But when these personality types become active, creates a beautiful blend, as you know, and that's why you're here. But before we get started, of course, visit the website, myastrologycoach.com, click on events. Doing something for the winter solstice that does not require you to travel outside of your home. You can just go outside or go to the window where the sun is at. And get it in with us where we do a collective activation. However, myself and the Prime Minister will be traveling to a remote location that is a magnetic coil, such as Serpent Mound, where there's a magnetic influx on the compass. Therefore, we can actually inject our thoughts and goals into this celestial portal from a place that has a magnetic influx to magnetize our goals to us much quicker. All right? This is what these sites were used for. And if you look at my whole thing is, if you go back a year ago to the Billion Dollar Puja that we did back in October 15th to the 18th, for 3 days we were focusing in on a three-day meditation that dealt with money and increasing our finances. And then the whole year later, October the 17th is the day that the United States government, when they was out of business for, 15, 16 days, October the 17th was the day that they resumed business, but they got their budget clear and everything. So how is it that we were already working with this area of space dealing with finances, and then a year later, the government is doing the same thing, working with finances in this region of space, all right? So that's a proven track record right there to show you that we know what areas of space controls what. It's up to us to learn how to tap into that ability, all right? And you're going to hear something about tapping into these planetary abilities and start unlocking some things when we take caller number two. All right? It's going to be very important. So visit the website, myastrologycoach.com. Click on the events tab and sign up for the Winter Solstice Fire Puja, because we're going to use the element of fire. Fire is something that is considered to be of the divine world, and it helps transform things, in this case, our goals into material manifestation. All right, and I'm gonna stop. There's so much stuff to advertise, but I'm gonna leave it right there. All right, so visit the website. If you're not on the mailing list, just visit the website. Scroll down to the bottom on the left hand side and say join the mailing list. Join the mailing list so we can keep you updated. Those of you who don't know, we had a powerful show last night. Myself, Sheikh Ahmed, the Prime Minister, came through on the back end. And we were talking about Abraham and world peace, the mysteries of Abraham from the Bible. So once a month on Thursdays, we're going to get together and we're going to have spiritual conversation about these people in the Bible and or Holy Quran, and with the mystical understanding for us to, you know, to grasp and have a more productive life. All right. And Keisha, I pass the torch over to you.
No, you pretty much covered everything. You guys make for sure that you go to www.myastrologycoach.com. Number one, make sure you're on the email list so you can get updates for everything that's going on straight to your email so you don't miss nothing. And number two, you want to search for memberships and go to the Astro Tarot Network. And that is what we're here doing. We're giving you an example of what we call the double dose, like Ampu said, which is the best reading you'll ever get. Now, we offer a network with a large amount of different advantages at a fraction of the cost for, I mean, even a half-hour session with myself only. So it's probably like the best deal that you can find probably on the website. And that's Ampu and myself together, you know, live every month on a regular basis, www.myastrologycoach.com, and that's the Astro Tarot Network. Check it out.
Yeah, that's what it is. So let's get this party started. I know y'all called in early. Call in 15 minutes early is the earliest you can do, but call us on the 585-754. Brother Clayton is caller number one. What's happening?
What's going on, man? How you doing? Peace to you, Brother Ampu. Peace to you, Keisha.
Peace, brother. You good.
Hey, peace.
I'd like to start off by saying, Pooh, man, I'd like to thank you because you sparked me on a spiritual journey, and I don't even know where I'm going, man, but I feel like it's something big going on, man. And we don't know each other personally, but, you know, you've been influential and making some things happen for me, just opening my eyes. You know, I'm with Cosmic Art of War, so I just have to get that off my chest. But I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the support, definitely, man. And we know each other because you're an Aquarius, I'm an Aquarius, and once I start seeing where you got stuff at in your chart, you know, it becomes, I see the similarities and why we would be on the phone conversating. But well, how can we help you today?
I'm tempted to ask something about, you know, career and all that, but spirituality won't let me, man. I got a burning desire to just continue my spiritual path. So I would like to know what you know, just a general read what spirit is saying to me and for me and where I could be going with this, you know.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I got a special deck. Give me just a second while I grab it. So people really don't ask that question very often, so I don't use a deck.
You've always been a teacher. You've always been a teacher. You always taught the high sciences, and really, in all honesty, it's wherever you want to go, career wise, and even what you're here to, what you did in the past life are very similar, and it's something that is of a old tradition, and it's something that is considered to be maybe foreign, it's something that don't even come from. It don't even come from, in this case, it don't come from the West. You had a classic marker that allows you to go to the East somewhere, whatever tradition you feel comfortable with, being blessed by a master in that particular region, and you're able to come back to the West and offer that particular science. Being an Aquarius, though, you have to always understand that you're going to find a way to innovate it and add on to it, remix, chop, and screw it, because that's just the Aquarian nature. So don't get stuck inside a rigid disciplines, per se, because it goes against the Aquarian theme. Aquarian theme has to have its own genius, its own input inside of it. And even based off the position of the sun at your time of birth was in the most spiritual place in the sky that it can possibly be that deals with insight and intuition. So when you are an Aquarius, which is the sign of astrology and intuition, but the position of the sun or where it is in an area of space that deals with psychic influx of energy, you're definitely here to work with astrology. You're here to work with any form of spiritual divination and what we would call philosophical pursuits. It's just a matter of which one you're comfortable with. But in the long run, you are for sure a boss. You're not necessarily a private person. You are to do things publicly. There's nothing private about you whatsoever. This is also what I would call an entrepreneur aspect as well. So you're ultimately here to teach. You taught in the past, and you're here to teach again. You just have to go get the discipline that you're comfortable with and start your process. But you're a spiritual teacher.
Wow. Yeah. Appreciate that, man. And my ascendant is about to rise over the horizon in like probably 4 or 8 minutes. So you're right on point, man. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I asked the ancestors, you know, what advice do they want to give you as far as your whole spiritual path? And they say that you're destined to succeed. This is not your first lifetime that you have had and chosen this path. So you're basically just awakening in your subconscious things that you already know and gifts that you've had and possessed for centuries, okay? Spirit also says that, you know, in your past lifetimes, you always either seeked wisdom and guidance from the elders or you went to the oracle. And that always, you know, helped you with your spiritual growth, and it made sure that you stayed on the correct path that you needed to be on in order to grow successfully, okay? They say that you're moving out of this period of hindrance. Lately there was, you know, some hindrance within the past 2 years. It was hindrance like almost like maybe fate blocking its path, but you're moving out of that at this point, and it's just a matter of time before that energy is completely gone. You will definitely be guided through the darkness, okay? That energy will be gone. You'll see light. You'll get clarity to everything. They say that you're hoping that your hard work pays off, that your perseverance will be rewarded, and it absolutely will. They say you are grounded with strength and wisdom and that you have a shield of protection around you and even where you lay your head. I mean, you're totally safe from harm. The only thing that they want you to take note of is to be, like, patient and to know that time is of the essence, to stick to it, and that with time, everything will reveal itself. You will grow massively fast to all kind of other spiritual levels, you know, that you probably won't even believe that you'll be able to do, you know, even as a human, so to say, because you've got major, major gifts. They just say that mainly not allow temptation to lead you astray. And there's going to be that, and the energy is there now. So they don't want you to let temptation lead you astray. Stay on your path, and it's just, you know, a matter of time. And your luck will soon change as well.
Wow. This is the most powerful thing I've ever been a part of right now, just these few minutes. Man, this is so intense, man. I appreciate you guys, man. And I want to hit you up offline or something. I got something that came through on the 44 frequency that I want your advice on. But I appreciate everything that y'all do. And, man, that was powerful, man. Powerful, powerful stuff.
Yeah, you got it, brother. Just hit me up at NobleAmpu at Gmail is my email. So NobleAmpu at Gmail. All right?
All right, cool.
Okay, you got it, Clayton. Peace, man.
Peace.
All right. Let's move to caller number 213-422. Marie, you there?
I'm listening, and thank you so much for the both of you being there. I last spoke to you both in February of this year, and I don't have quite a testimony just yet. I did join the Saturn 360, but it appears that my butt has been whipped from February even up until now. So my question is my spiritual highway and finances. You know, if I get $160, $150 goes right out immediately, you know, and I have been following and praying and meditating, and it's like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You joined the Saturn 360, and some things started to turn around for you, as you were saying when you had the If you switch job or you lost one job, something else will come right there along, just to give you enough of what you need, right?
Well, I joined in February, February. I had a job and it lasted for 3.5 months, and there's been nothing since then. I just started a sales commission, strictly commission job, but nothing has opened up just yet. So I'm working at it as best I can.
There's an energy print that I see now that deals with maybe you learning something, or even possibly trying to do some type of work from home. But it represents some type of like going back to school type of thing, or just learning something. It's something that needs to be learned before you apply.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen from really around like May of 2014 all the way up until 2015. I'm gonna get an ephemeris out and double check these times. The summer of 2013 marks a time in your life where you should be expanding in careers, possibly even getting promotions. It's like a big turnaround that's coming for you in the summertime. And that the planet that represents these blessings, all the way, obviously, it hasn't been there. It's not there now. So when it comes to the career function, that's coming as early as May of 2015. And that's not to say that nothing's going to come before that. It's just saying that the best part of it begins then. And then a year from now, and possibly a little longer than that, you will have the best duration of, you know, of energy that deals with you really expanding yourself in the career factor, in the career field, all right? But it's something that you may want to pay attention to. Some utilizing technology from home, online applications is something that works in your favor. Not to say that you shouldn't physically get out there, but it's something dealing with technology that helps you get into the position that you're looking for. So that's really, like, it's coming, but the energy right now is backing up right now, but it'll be coming in the first half of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was, like, man, excellent. I'm actually glad that you went first, because that is exactly what I see. But I do want to add to it that your luck is going to change, just like, you know, you said, and that you are on the path of making good choices. You want to make for sure that you stay organized, and Spirit is saying that planning is essential at this point of time. And if you don't start doing some sort of planning, and I don't mean like in your mind thinking, okay, this time I'm going to do it, like actually even writing it down or organizing it on some sort of ledger, then you're going to find yourself in a position where you're going to have to do this. So it's a good time to do that now. And also be mindful of some possible travel problems in the future as well. And when I say that, it could be maybe possible issues with the vehicle or needing maintenance or something like that on a vehicle as well. But other than that, you are protected. I can also see some possible legal issues coming up in the future, so you want to be mindful of that. But you'll be victorious, but it's an obstacle that you're going to have to go through. And, I mean, it could be something, you know, like a traffic ticket. It doesn't have to be anything major. But I do see some sort of legal issues that are coming up. And there's a lot of jealousy around you, Marie, like a tremendous amount. If I were you, I would burn a yellow candle. And one of those seven-day candles, the candles that the wick burns inside of the glass, and you don't really have to worry about it catching fire or anything. You don't have to put it out. Yellow candle is going to ward off jealousy. That energy is stifling you. I mean, it's I see it more than in one place. So that will definitely help you as well, because you are spiritually protected. It's just that there's people that are jealous and they send negative thoughts and negative energy and even negative words your way. And, you know, words are power. They can manifest into reality. So I would burn that candle at least for 2 weeks just to send it back, you know, and to block it and to protect yourself from it. And, you know, you'll definitely notice a change from there.
Okay. Well, the legal issues you're up on, because I'm having problems with my landlord now, so I'm facing an unlawful detainer and things of that sort. But so, yeah, that is prevalent right now. So, but I will get the candle and take care of that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you both. All right.
All right.
Call from the 850-245, Deidre, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, as you can tell, I'm under the weather, and that's part of my question, because I can't seem to not be under the weather lately. I just feel like I'm like under attack or something. I just always feel a heaviness, and I'm always got something going on physically, and it's just all lately. So I just kind of wanted to see what was up with that.
Say your name again, love.
Deidre.
Deidre. Okay, let me see. Oh, my goodness, DJ. Well, I'm going to ask, instead of going through the whole reading, I'm going to answer your question straightforward. First of all, you're subject to some sort of malefic type of ritual or spiritual.
It's a man.
In a major way.
Oh, my God.
Under spiritual attack.
It's an older man.
And the whole thing about it is the first card I turned around for you is the Eight of Swords. That's a woman where she's stuck in the middle of swords all around her, blindfolded, tied up. I mean, it's the most difficult situation that you can be in. And you're also crowned by disillusionment. So it's only if you don't seek spiritual counsel and get rid of it, it's only going to get worse, meaning there's somebody that's lying to you straight up, like making you believe something that is not true and all kind of things of that nature. Now, it's put you in a place where you've been doing some reminiscing, but there's some serious financial issues, as well as you have been kicking yourself because avoided ambition. It's like you don't have that drive or that even ability or even energy to get up and get out there and get it, you know, like you would have in the past. And that really has been like eating you up on the inside. There's also something that is being concealed, something that is being hidden from you, you know, and obviously I feel like it's the whole fact that you're under spiritual attack. There's also going to be some issues that you're going to have to deal with a government official, like an overseer, like a police officer, like a probation officer, somebody with human services, or somebody that works for the government. And that is an obstacle. And, you know, if you're not going through that now.
Well, I work for the government, the state.
Okay.
And I just got promoted to supervisor. But I swear, ever since this promotion, oh, my goodness, everything's just breaking open, going crazy. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a blessing. What in the hell
right.
with this?
Okay, so then that would be your obstacle is obviously trying to do right by the job, because, like I said, in your hopes, fears, and desires is voided ambition. You don't have that to get up because of all these things that are around you that are stagnating you. And there's some gossip going on about you, people slandering your name, things of that nature. You are going to need to, we can help you. I mean, that's for sure. You can schedule a consultation. We can figure out a remedy for sure to get rid of the negative energy and even possibly send it back where it came from. To get you a new start, and then also we can look into more of different avenues and things of that nature that will help you once the energy is gone so that you can get back on track. Now, even if you don't seek, you know, my astrology coach for this spiritual guidance, you definitely need to seek spiritual guidance from someone, you know, that you can trust or somewhere that you can trust, because that is what you're going to need in order to remove this energy.
God, this older man is killing me because I see him in my dreams, and he's got a dog, and the dog's always nipping at me.
He's a what?
He's one of her ancestors that come from her father's side. And who on your father's side of the family, they may be alive, but they may be on the other side of the veil. Their names start with an H. Who is that?
H. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's like Henry Hubert or one of my uncles, Henry. Oh, it's something like that.
You got. If they alive, are they on the other side?
All of them on the other side, even my dad. He passed, he went with 35. Like, all of them gone.
So the uncles and stuff. There's a family dispute / family curse that goes on that comes from your father's side of the family that comes through you and plays with that. But the high science of it is, the good side of it is, that you were born with a unique ability to be able to channel from that particular realm. Unfortunately, this is your first lesson in understanding that. So what has to be done is I have something that you do it on a new moon to release those particular energies and let them go on about their business. Because they're choosing not to. If that particular person is choosing not to evolve themselves and whatnot, but at the same time, they're choosing to initiate you into the mysteries is what's taking place.
I swear, because if I see that dog one more time in my dream, nipping at me, biting at me, trying to bite me and jump on me, that big black dog, I swear.
Yeah, that, but that's Anubis. That's Ampu. That's me. That's me on that form messing with you just to get your attention. But Anubis just represents that, hey, I want to initiate you and bring you into the mysteries of the underworld, the realm of life and death. You know what I mean? So don't be. It's not bad. Don't allow. See, the thing is, you can't amplify the pressure by magnifying it and saying that it's bad and it's just getting on your nerve and it's eating at you, because that thought form will increase that particular reality for you. It's a family thing. You were actually born with a gift. You have a gift to see from that particular realm. It's just whatever it is with the father, there's some issue there that sort of kind of serves like a little bit like of a curse type of thing that just needs to be washed off. That's it. And then once we can wash that off, reprogram a certain area and space for you, because I'm going to tell you something. You have there's one star in this whole solar system that is called the most beneficent star out of them all, and you were born with the two major, what we consider, malefic planets right there, which tells me that you are, in this city, you are a queen, literally, because the star itself represents kingship. You are.
Yeah, that's
queen.
My last name.
So you have to tap into that. You see what I'm saying? You got to tap into that particular portion of this region of space, and then start the reprogramming process. But don't, you know, we got you. But what it's going to take, we can't possibly give you right here on the show.
Right.
Nobody else will be able to get in. You know what I mean? And it's private. You know what I mean? So if you can, when you can, just contact us. Go for the double dose, and we definitely remember you, and we get it started, because you need a few.
Yeah, I'm
going
to have to hit you up, because it's time. It's like I feel an urgency in my spirit, like a push. Like, I don't know. It's like, you know, just when you know it's time for something. Something finna happen, and you got to hurry. And I don't know. I will not explain it.
What's your uncle's name again? Not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's
they
like,
in my ear, man.
Yeah, it's like Hubert Henry.
I was going with Henry and Harry. But like Henry, Harry. Who the hell is Henry and Harry? That's why I say. Well,
and
let me
Henrietta,
just say
the girl. Yeah, the Henry though.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just people on your other side of the family that's caught up into some stuff and whatnot, man. That may have a curse going on. So yeah, but contact us on the double dose, and we take care of you.
Okay,
right.
I definitely will. Peace and blessings
to
you.
Congratulations on your promotion too. That is a blessing. Don't let nobody deprive you from that. All right.
I know that's right. Thank you guys.
All right.
Care now.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Caller from the 805-617. Donna, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hi.
Hey, Donna. What's going on?
Yeah, I wanted to know, it's been a while now for relationships coming in for me, and also if more money, perhaps, because I'd like to go traveling and do some nice things.
Oh, shoot. Take us with you now. 14,
yeah.
Then put your birthday in. I'm sorry, Donna, can you ask that question again?
Yeah, I wanted to know if a relationship, you know, with a man would be coming in for me, and also if more money would be coming in, because there's some traveling I'd like to go do that I feel that I'm, you know, destined to do.
Okay, well, there's definitely more money coming in. And this is the perfect time for you to catch a man or attract one, so to say, because you're definitely, like, really feeling good about yourself at this point.
Uh-huh.
you're working really, really hard to get to that, you know, big pot of gold, to get to that point in life. Yeah, I mean, it's your obstacle, but I'll tell you what, right now it's coming in tremendously, and it's only going to grow, and it's only going to get better with time. You've definitely got success on your hands. You're fighting, you're winning, and there is going to be a man that comes along, and he's going to have this whole confession or proposal of love for you. You're hoping for like a good relationship, maybe possibly lead to marriage, family type of energy, and like I said, there's somebody that their energy is around that I pick up on now that is definitely going to approach you in that nature. I also see you obtaining some sort of knowledge or some type of certificate or award or licensing, something within the next 45 days that just knowledge, so to say, that's going to help you make more money as well. It's going to be some conflict that you endure in the near future, but it's because you're going to be dealing with somebody that is very immature. But other than that little bit of conflict, I totally see money and I totally see a man coming. So the answer to your question is absolutely yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Hey, but let me tell you this. You already knew that. I just gave you confirmation in the distant and the foundation is you not following your intuition. And that has been a major plague on you. So if you follow your intuition, these spirits will always guide you the right way. Burn a white candle. White light is a protectant. And not only that, it opens the lines of communication between you and the spirit realm. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. That will definitely, definitely help.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I would say I want you to pay attention to the next 8 days, especially if a man pops up at your house or whoever you may, if you're dating this person within the next 8 days. It's very, very, it's very important. I mean, this is very, very important to pay attention to the guys in the next 8 days. And after 8 days, you will have about 10 more days, but after 8 days, the energy starts to wane itself off. Far as one initial major communication that can be coming in the mail department. So just pay attention to that because it's something that looks like it's there immediately within this next week. The travel aspect, just make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's, meaning you took care of all the necessary business that needs to be taken care of. Because if not, then it's something that is some type of burden that can be there if you try to take a shortcut or leave it untaken care of before you trip. So just tie down the things that need to be taken care of before you make the trip, and then you can have a successful trip. Finance-wise, the next 8 months are going to be a very strong, intense drive for you to get up, get out, and get it. I call this particular placement the wake up in the morning, work out before you go to work, get it type of thing. Like, you're really that amped up. It's just a cluster of energy that's coming in that wants to bring financial prosperity into your life. The only thing you have to do is get up and be extremely active. So you're about to have the most dynamite, fiery type of energy come into the area of finances. And you were already born with a lot of creativity and initiative anyway. You have something called a grand fire trine, which just simply means you have this beautiful triangle in your chart where three or more planets forming this triangle were in the constellations of fire signs, which means this is a person who takes the initiative, is creative, fun, and they are the leaders because fire is that energy that sparks things. So you were born with that spark. Now there's an energy coming, the same energy that represents fire is coming around to spark your finances for the next 8 months. So it looks fun. It looks fun. Last but not least, in the relationship department, though, I want you to pay attention. This is where you really have to use your intuition in relationships because you can be deceived in relationships and you cannot see them for who they really are.
Yeah.
Deal with them for who they really are and not for what you want them to be. Very important. Very important that y'all can be on the same spiritual level, have the same spiritual pursuits, all right, inside of relationships are in terms very deceptive, all right? and just have fun, you know. But don't sacrifice yourself, because sometimes with this energy here, you can want to play the savior role to save somebody, or vice versa. Just make sure that, you know, there's not a lot of sacrifice that goes into it, and it's just one that it feels good to your spirit, is my point. The relationship needs to feel good to your spirit. The minute that it does not, figure out what that is and do not ignore that, all right?
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, thank you so much. That really makes a lot of sense. Thank you both of you very much.
All right, you're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Peace. All right, where we at? Caller from the 503-956. You there, brother?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Hey, you got it, man. Say your name again, brother, because I spelled it all wrong, man. I don't want to mess your name up.
Anani.
Okay, Anani. Okay, brother. Well, how can we help you, man?
Well, I was just wondering, like, I had moved just recently. I moved from Detroit to Oregon, and you know, it's like the vibe here in Oregon is so different from where I'm from. You know, I can find myself like almost having to talk to myself because I have nobody to relate to, like with the spiritual work. So I'm just wondering, you know, am I going the right way? Because it is lonely. It seemed to be very lonely, and I wanted to make sure that, you know,
you said you moved from Detroit to Oregon.
I was born in Harlem, and I moved to Detroit, and I just recently moved to Portland.
Okay. I can imagine how that's very different, for sure.
It's slow. It's real slow.
Yeah. All right. Let me see something. I'm going to be there. Let me try and lose. Keisha, you still with us? Uh-oh. Keish.
Oh, no, my bad. I was on mute. I was talking, you didn't hear me. No, I'm shuffling right now for him. I'm looking, give me just a second.
All right, my energy's still there. Let me pull up the map for you, man. In the Detroit area, man, you had Detroit anywhere on that parallel, but it slants a little bit. Memphis, Tennessee, along the Mississippi River, even St. Louis, Indianapolis, Columbus, Ohio. That particular slant of a parallel has more of expansive, lucky type of energy for you. When you over there in that region of the United States, you don't really have any energy patterns that fall over there. A lot of stuff in the Pacific Ocean, but not necessarily where you're at far as land. So that really could mean that the no markers there could represent things that's kind of neutral. And neutral could be good because then you can decide how you want to plant your influence, which you want it to be. Because I know, like Oregon, I traveled the continental United States before, so I know it smells like pine trees out there, and it's very serene. It's a nice aspect of nature. But if you're looking to do some things more, you know, more of some expansive type of stuff, in the United States, is more the Detroit, Columbus, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Memphis, New Orleans, things that's along the Mississippi River, but a little bit to the east of the Mississippi as you go north, all right, far as where to be at right there. You do have some other energies elsewhere, not too far from like Oklahoma City, not too far from Colorado, the Denver area, and whatnot. But there is a vortex of energy that comes through around that Detroit region and why you was attracted there, why you was attracted to that particular region and space, man. So.
Now, now let me ask you this. Did you already make the move, or are you, you already made
the
move?
I've been here. I've been living. I'm at work in Oregon right now. So, yeah, I've been here already.
Okay. The thing about it is your obstacle is the Fool card. So you got to make for sure you don't wind up in a place where you're kicking yourself in the shins, feeling like you made the wrong decision. Because I'm picking up on a lot of regret around you, and also voided ambition. It's just like you don't have that energy there that makes you want to get up and get it. And there's also, you have to be mindful because there's people that are around you that will take your kindness for weakness. But I do see your perseverance on the inside. You have the Justice card. That's how you feel on the inside. You want everything that's wrong to be put right. Now, you need to make for sure that you stay rested up and rejuvenated because there is going to be some sort of turbulent, like, bad news that's coming to you. But at the end of the day, you're going to get through these things successfully, and you have an offer that you should consider. And it could easily be something that comes to you, and you're like, hell no. You know, when you first hear it, like, shh, or, you know, don't even consider it at all. But Spirit is saying that it's going to be an offer that comes to you, and it is definitely something that you should take the time and hear all the way out and, you know, consider it, because it would definitely be beneficial, so to say, for you. I agree 100% with Ampu as far as, you know, the better energy locations as far as things that will more so align you with the energies that you need, because, see, like...
So if that's the case, should I be trying to move back towards the Midwest?
You have more planetary energy there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And your relationships, your personal relationships, the marriage relationship, business contracts, they expand more when you're in those regions where I named. And I definitely do see, I agree with Keisha, there is a new job. There's a new job on the line somewhere that may require for you to travel to get to it or to do it. So, and then also, if there's a new job, that means your spiritual axis is also now active as well, where there's a request for you to start indulging more into the spiritual principles of life. Not that you don't, but just pay attention to it and indulge in it. And also, this is an excellent time for you in your life to donate to some form of charity, hospitals, anything of that nature, whether it be financially or your time. An excellent time to be of service right now to help you in this transition.
All right, I got a question. So the time of service, you mentioned a hospital, but it's funny that, you know, I have a roommate, and he's like a basketball coach for the youth, for like, you know, seventh and eighth graders. And, you know, I kind of like, you know, opened up my house to the team in general. So, you know, any given point, I can have like, you know, 10, 12 kids in my house. And I found myself at certain times, like, you know, I kind of get frustrated, or not frustrated, but, you know, kids make a lot of noise, and I could find myself getting tired of kids very fast. Is that like a charity work I should be trying to look into?
Not necessarily. It's not that. This is more of people that's inside of hospice type of situation.
Now I'm working in the hospital right now. Actually, my job past 2 months I've been working in the hospital.
Right.
The 14th floor is
right.
the mother's baby's the mother's floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why you're in that region right there. It's something that deals with that kind. It's people who are kind of, for lack of a better word, sick, who just need to improve their health type of thing. It's over there, given into that department.
Okay. Appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, you know.
Yeah,
that
you
helps
got
me
it,
a lot.
Man. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much. All right, what we at here? Caller from 347-359. What's happening? Yes, yes, hello. Peace to you both. Peace, peace. What's your name? Siobhan. Siobhan? Yes. Oh, okay. Siobhan, you have a question or you just want more like a general reading?
Yes, I would like a general reading, basically that and was referred to you both by the Namaswami. We lived on the same block for so long.
Namaswami.
Yes. So I was like, listen, you know, I'm feeling in my spirit that I'm being called to do something I need to change, and I was told that I had that gift to do so, but I don't know what it is, and I, you know, I just need to know what direction I need to go in.
Okay. I will definitely take a look at that, but I do want to give a shout out to the Namaswami. That girl is amazing. And not only is she amazing, but she organized my entire life, like literally took the time out and made me this organized planner where I can get myself together spiritually, emotionally, physically, and on a business matter, and by just writing everything in and utilizing the energies through the day. The girl actually planned out every minute of my day for me, and she's amazing. And she also went in for me and created this wonderful outline for me from my tarot class, whereas now we're just filling in the blanks. I mean, I love her dearly. I don't know what I'd do without her. I had a lot on my plate. She helped me tremendously. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I got to get me one of those, man. I got all this Aquarian love coming in.
She's the bomb, man. Yeah.
Siobhan Aquarius, the first caller was Aquarius, birthday is just one day apart, the Namaswami Aquarius, let's roll. You're about to experience, especially around May, you're going to experience a lot of energy coming in that's about to, and it's there now, obviously, to help you align yourself and what you're here to do, what you're here to learn in this lifetime, which is which is really about you being protective. It's a motherly type of vibe. It's the ultimate parent, protective, nurturing type of energy that you have to put yourself first and really care for yourself and ultimately reach out to others by being this, for lack of a better word, this mother type of energy. You have easily what I would call either the Kepra or the Isis energy as a mother goddess type of thing. You're literally like this, you have the mother goddess imprint, and that's what you're here to grow into. But you can't do it at the expense of relationships. Whereas the last go around, you sacrifice your own individuality for the sake of a relationship, and you can't do it this go around. It's okay this time to put yourself first, but being so naturally loving and caring, it can kind of be oxymoron in the sense that you can't put yourself first because you're so caring and loving for other people. And you just got to figure out a way to strike the balance there because you definitely had a mother goddess imprint. In fact, I want to see if you pull something real fast. I'm a back up and let Keisha do it. I'm going to pull out my Anubis Oracle read, and I'm going to let you pick these cards out of 35 cards, and I'm just curious to see what you will pull out of that. But go ahead, Keisha.
Okay. So you want to be careful of some sort of trickery that's around you right now because it's somebody in a particular situation that's just trying to make you believe something that is not true, okay? But Spirit is saying that your obstacle is to be able to cut it at the throat and get through everything that comes along successfully at this point. See, in the past, there was some sort of relationship that you were in, and you had to separate yourself, and it was because you felt like you loved this person. Well, you did, but by their actions, you didn't feel the same anymore. And that had a lot
Amen.
To do with, you know, impacting the things that are taking place right now in your life. There's a little bit of financial difficulty. It's like not having the finances that you need in order to do everything that is in your mind that you plan for yourself. There's a little bit of opposition, delay, and fear type of energy that's coming up, and that's like within the next 7 days. And when I say that, it's like when you know you're supposed to be doing something, but you really aren't doing it because of opposition, you're delaying, but it's something to do with a fear of having to deal with the whole situation, so to say. So be mindful of that, because if you have a tip on it and you know that it's coming up, you might be able to handle it a whole nother way and kind of avoid that from taking place. You are exactly how Ampu described you. You come as the Queen of Cups, very, very caring, sensitive, intuitive woman. If you're a mother, you would be a wonderful mother. If not, then when you are a mother, you're always going to sacrifice for your children. I definitely see you being crowned by love, and your hopes, fears, and desires is the Page of Cups. So that's hoping for something to do with either love coming your way or maybe a particular relationship growing. But the answer to that question is absolutely yes. You put out that type of energy, so that is definitely the type of energy that you're going to get back, because your outcome is the Queen of Cups influenced by the Sun. And the Sun is the most abundant, loving, caring, family, baby type of energy out there. And, you know, it's like you, everything you put out, it comes back on you. So you've got a lot of good things coming your way. You might be feeling like, you know, the things at home or in the house are falling a little bit below expectations, but that's all to do with the opposition and the delay and the fear that you're dealing with. Once you get through these obstacles, okay, things will definitely level themselves out. And also, I want you to be mindful of someone that you know or somebody that is around you is under spiritual attack, and they may be the person that's tricking you, and it might be because they are in a disillusionment phase as well. So you just be mindful of the people that are around you. And other than that, I mean, with time and perseverance, all is well, because you put out good energy, so you'll get it back.
Thank you. Javon, let me ask you real fast. We're getting pressed for time here. Do me a favor. I want you to pick a row.
Sure.
1 through 5. Pick a number. 1 through 5.
4.
All right. So the 4th row. Now pick a card. 1 through 7.
6.
All right. Now, pick a row again. 1 through 4. I mean, sorry, 1 through 5.
1 through 5. I'm going to say 2.
All right, second row, now pick a card, 1 through 7.
1 through 7, I'll say 3.
And one more time, pick a row, 1 through 5.
1.
First row, now a card, 1 through 7.
3.
All right, so I'll let you pick your own people, right? All right, so this square right here in the Egyptian Oracle is called Entering the Mystery. And the very first card that you pulled is the card called Entering the Mystery. So you pulled the card that actually represents this deck. Now, if you know it, anybody can look it up. It's called the Anubis Oracle. Entering the Mystery, it has three people inside of it, and it's nothing but the mother goddesses. It's the vulture, which is Nekbet, Mother Mut, the oldest deity in Kemet, which is the grandmother, the old vulture. That's why the vulture wings are over all of the doorways. She's at the top. The second card at the bottom, this looks like a pyramid. The second card at the right bottom is Nephthys, which is Isis' sister, and obviously the person on the left-hand side of the pyramid inside of the card itself is actually Isis. So this is three mother goddesses inside of this spread. This spread is called Entering the Mysteries, and that's exactly the card that you pull as number one. If this is shaped like a pyramid and this card is at the top, this represents the ancestral deity that watches over you. And that's why I let people, when I do these, I let people pick their own cards, because I don't want to pick it for you. It's your card. You pick it. somehow, some way, you picked the triple goddess energy. Why? Because you were born with the moon in Cancer. Why? Because your node, which means what you're here to learn to do in this lifetime, is also in that region of space, and you're a Cancer rising. So you have three energies right there in Cancer, which represents these three goddesses that you pull. And I knew you would pull it. That's why I said, let me see real fast, because I don't offer this. So you have to learn to grow into the parental role, not that you know, I mean, to say more, really accept it. And we can get into a whole other thing later. It looked like if you have children, when you do have children, children are going to be a source of karma for you, some type of payback that kind of stems from maybe a relationship with you and your mother, which is some things that looks like you have to really iron out, which is a whole other story and whatnot. But yeah, you work with the mother goddess, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later. You're welcome. All right.
Yes.
All right. Where we at, y'all? On time, man. We pressed, man. It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Man. Visit the website myastrologycoach.com. Join the Astro Tarot Network, man. It's only $45 a month, and you can get this insight in one-on-one conversations with Keisha. You get these astro reports. You got any questions with me, you can feel free to hit us up, and we can do this, all right? We do this on a monthly basis just to help you progress and, you know, in life so you can see what's coming around the corner and just how to make the best out of life, man. It's only $45, right? So that's the website, myastrologycoach.com, by clicking on membership, the Astro Tarot Network. Visit the events tab because, like I said, we got this winter solstice fire puja coming up, and also we're doing a Christmas giveaway to a homeless shelter where we're donating some things. In fact, I'm gonna send an email out right now. Oh, I got a reading to do. I gotta take care of that first, and then I'm gonna send an email out. So join the mailing list because we're gonna have a Christmas giveaway where we're gonna give, you know, whatever you want to send, literally whatever you want to send to the P.O. box. We're going to give that away to a women's shelter and some children in need for this holiday season. And, again, the website is myastrologycoach.com. Scroll down to the bottom and join the mailing list if you're not on it. Keisha, take us home.
Thanks so much for all of your patience. For those of you that didn't get through, call in 15 minutes early. That's the key. You have to call in early, because the lines are always jam-packed. We will see you next week at the same place, same time. Thanks, peace, love, and light, and enjoy your weekend.
Yes, peace.